Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Coach Belichick rejoins me as we talk about the Miami Dolphins. All right, back in April, you found out you're going to play Miami week one. It's a 1 p.m. game. It's not, I think, like the 8:30 Sunday night game like we opened up down there a couple years ago. But you were fortunate enough to have some heat this past week. How much does that help you get your football team ready for the type of humidity and the potential heat you could face on Sunday?
Well, there's really no way to get used to the heat but to be in it. And we have had the last week and a half has been good from that standpoint. But really, I think it's all about conditioning. And it's not going to be any hotter for them than it is for us. And we just have to go down there. And if we're in good condition and we're able to, play with good concentration and alertness throughout the game, then I think we'll be all right. And that'll be the challenge. And that's the way it'll be every week. So I think our team is in good condition, though. They've reported in good condition. We've had a good training camp. And I think we'll be ready to go.
I know you've worked with Chip Kelly. You've talked to them. We've had the joint practices here. Does having the Eagles, I know it's not the Dolphins, but practicing for a week against Philadelphia, does that, in essence, help you get ready a little bit for Miami and what they may run?
Sure, absolutely, yeah, which is a lot different than what we run as an offense. So it is good to have the experience of going against a team like the Eagles who have a similar offense, even though the personnel is different, but a similar offense, similar style of play, tempo, some of the similar type scheme plays. So we definitely learned a lot from practicing against the Eagles.
Whether it's not Jason Taylor or maybe a guy like Zach Thomas in the middle, I remember the Tim Bowens days from down there, Darrell Gardner, it seems like they just keep replenishing guys up front. This is as good a front seven as you'll face all year, fair to say?
Yeah, it really is. Starks and Audric inside and Vernon and Wake outside, and then Comisi as a blitzing middle linebacker is really like having a fifth down lineman. So they're a good pass rush group. They're strong. They're physical. They're very active, and they'll be a big challenge for us to block.
All right, time now for the Ace Ticket Twitter question of the week, and it comes from Jake in Newburyport, and he says, "Hey, you've been doing this for 40 years. Opening day, do you still get butterflies when you take the field?"
Yeah, absolutely. You never really. No matter how well prepared you are, there are always things that you think about on opening day that you haven't prepared as well for, things they might do, or just the experience of, how some guys will do that haven't played in the NFL before, or haven't played on your team before. You don't know quite how they'll react, how it'll all come together. So absolutely. But, once we get past that first kickoff and the game starts going, then, you start coaching and the players start playing and you're just out there, but I think the all leads up to it. Certainly there's some butterflies, there's some anxiety about how it's going to go on opening day. I think that's normal.
All right, Coach, you're ready to get going. I could tell. If you want to ask the coach a question, you got to follow us on Twitter, @Patriots, hashtag it, AskBB. We got the Belastrator later in the show. What are we going to look at?
We got some offensive and defensive highlights from the Dolphins. They got a lot of players to feature.
All right, sounds good. Stay right there. More Patriots All Access right after this. And, of course, we got the Belastrator after that.